It's 1023.
Hurricane Sandy coverage continues here at WTOP. Hurricane Sandy expected to blow through this area later this afternoon into tomorrow morning. Looks like the heaviest rain and winds will kick up around 5 or 6 this afternoon and then intensify through till about 2 a.m. tomorrow. And you can expect wind speeds of about 60 miles an hour or more. And joining us live to talk about preparations for Sandy in Virginia is Governor Bob McDonnell. Governor, thanks for being with us once again here on WTOP.
Hey, I'm glad to be on to be able to talk to your listeners about what's coming.
So you declared a state of emergency way ahead of the storm. Tell us exactly what that means and whether you're satisfied at this point with the state of preparedness.
Well, we did. We declared that on Friday morning. That allows us to do a number of things. Call up the National Guard. I've authorized up to 750. We've got about 600 plus called up now. Extra state police, emergency operations centers open. Emergency shelters are open. We've got about 30 of those around the state now. And a number of other things. Local governments can order mandatory evacuations. There are three of those now, and can order curfews and so forth. So that's what that does. And so far, I think our state, local, and federal officials are working together very well. We've got FEMA on the ground here at the Emergency Operations Center in Richmond. Of course, state and federal offices are closed today, which really helps keep people off the road in advance of the most serious part of the storm. And I think our folks are doing a good job.
So what do you think that people need to know with all of that personnel, with all those personnel in the area, you know, about making sure that they don't get in the way and that they don't actually pose a danger to anyone who's trying to out-help them?
This storm is going to pack a little more of a punch here in Northern Virginia than originally planned. There's a little bit more of a jog to the west now, it looks like. So as you pointed out right before I came on, the winds of the 35 to 45 mile an hour, along with heavier rains and gusts of 50, 60 miles an hour, are going to be there for a while. It's going to be people are going to have to be patient and stay off the road. And then behind this, we're going to have colder temperatures. We actually have blizzard warnings now in the western part of the state, maybe a foot or two of snow in higher elevations, followed by lows the next couple nights in the 30s and the 40s. So people without power, they're going to be cold. So we have some now. Please know where your shelters are. Be in contact with friends or neighbors to know where you can go as well. And be patient. Stay off the roads. Be good neighbors. And just make common sense decisions, because we've got a lot of first responders out there that will be willing to help. But we can't have people doing dumb things.
Real quickly, Governor, are you getting any reports from the Virginia Beach area yet at this point?
We have. I've talked to the mayor as well as other friends that are down there. We've gotten some pictures. There's a lot of flooding in and around the low-lying areas all up and down the bay and the eastern shore and Hampton Roads. Some erosion. High tide this morning was at 9:20, and we expect a lot of damage to beaches and overwash on roads. But they've had now 2 days of rain and wind, and they're in for another day and a half before it abates.
And anything that you think Northern Virginians should worry about in particular? I know flooding throughout the state's a big issue.
Well, today and tomorrow is the biggest issue, just stay off the road. So we've got extra crews out from VDOT, state police, and others. But if you've got high winds and you've got a ponding of water, which is going to happen on some of these roads, you risk the hydroplaning and accidents. And so we just urge people to telecommute. If you're government workers, you don't have to go in anyway. We urge employers to allow liberal leave policies these next 2 days, because the fewer people that are on the roads, the less problems we're going to have. And please be aware of the fact that after sustained rains and now winds, there's going to be down trees, which means power outage. We're expecting as many as 1 million statewide, many in Northern Virginia. And please be patient. We've got 2,000 extra workers, actually 2,600 extra workers from other states that are coming in to help. But be patient. Make calls. Report down trees and power lines, and we'll get to it as fast as possible.
All right. Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, thanks so much for joining us.